Hello, and thank you for choosing Destiny Talk today. And today we're just going to be getting into making sure we follow the plans that God has for us, that we follow what God has instructed us to do instead of going off into something else or making sure that we are halfway listening, just anything that throws you off of destiny. So let us go into prayer so that we may focus on our destiny. Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, glory, and honor for taking us into destiny once again, for taking us into purpose once again. We give you praise, Lord God, because we know that you will put us where we need to be when we need to be there. And it will not be by accident, but it will be by full instructions of what you want us to do and how you want us to fulfill purpose and destiny, God, and we thank you right now and give you the praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. So as we look into Joshua 3, and they're crossing over the Jordan River. Now, this is strategically planned because he took over after Moses had passed away, and God promised him, I'll be there with you the same that I have been with Moses. So as we're walking through our daily life, and God is constantly encouraging us that he's with us. He's constantly encouraging us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Now, what happens is our flesh begin to tell us otherwise. Our flesh and our situation sometimes dictate to us that the Bible is contrary, that the Bible is not full force in our life. So we begin to doubt the word of God. And in order to not doubt the word of God, we need to stay in the word of God, because as we make it less of a priority, the less of our destiny will be fulfilled. The less of our purpose and plans that God has will be known. So we go into crossing the Jordan, and it says early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shemin and went to Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord God and the Levites priests carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before, but keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the Ark. Do not go near it. So these are the plans that God has for them. Now, he rose up early in the morning, which equals us raising up early in the morning to pray, to get instructions for our day, to make sure that we're doing the things that God wants us to do in that day. He's preparing us through prayer early in the morning, that as we begin to hit certain points, as we begin to do certain things, that he's going to be there with us. So I don't know if you've ever prayed and God begins to reveal purpose and plan for that day. And you'll talk to somebody and they'll say something that God said to you in your prayer. And you're like, wow, I just prayed that. God just had me praying that. That lets you know your own track, your own purpose, you're in destiny. Everything is online with God. And that's why it's so important to pray before we leave the house. So it says he rose up early in the morning, Joshua did. And he began to strategically tell everybody what needs to be done. They had already been there 3 days, and now it's like, we got to get this done. We got to continue to cross over. Joshua was very focused. He was very God-willed, very God-focused, listening to the Spirit of God, making sure everything was right. And he said the covenant would go before them. Covenant, or the Ark of God's covenant, will go before them. And that's what we're talking about, making sure we're praying before we go out that door, because what we need is instructions. So when the covenant went before them, that's the presence of God going before them, the oracles of God. Everything about God was on that Ark of the Covenant, and they trusted that guidance from the Ark of the Covenant. So the Ark of the Covenant goes first, then the priests go. Now the people are to follow behind all of that in the 200 cubics. So we're looking at God setting out a plan for them to make sure that it's accomplished, a promise that was planned and needed to be fulfilled. And then the Lord tells him in verse 7, and the Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of Israel, so they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Now, this is God speaking to us. I'm going to let people know that I'm with you, but you got to follow the ark. You got to follow what I'm telling you to do. This is not about you. This is not about glorifying who you are. This is about God getting glory from you, from what he's trying to do. And we have to be very aware that it's not about us. It's not about what we're doing. It's not about our own plan. He didn't say, hey, I learned this from Moses. Let me do it this way. Let me do it. No, he went straight to God. He listened to God. And he was successful. 11, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and all the earth will go into the Jordan ahead of you. Now then, choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. As soon as the priests who carry the Ark of the Lord and the Lord of the Ark of the Earth set foot in the Jordan, its waters flow downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap. So God is telling him, hey, this is what I'm going to do. Sometimes God won't warn you ahead of time. He wants you to walk towards the water and then he'll tell you. But he's letting him know ahead of time, this is what I'm going to do for you once you and your faith and your people consecrate themselves and begin to go forth. So we have to focus on the words of God. 14, so when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is a flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at the town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan, which the water flowing down the sea of the Arabah, this is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground while all Israel passed until the whole nation had completed the crossing of dry ground. Now, this is where God really begins to show himself in our life and how he wants us to know he's committed to purpose, to plan, and to destiny. Because as he begins to strategically tell them, this is what I need you to do, and I'm going to help you to walk over on dry ground. So in our situations, we tell God, I don't know how you're going to do this. And we're standing and looking at the Jordan, and we're saying, I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to do it. I'm just going to have faith to believe that you're going to do it. I'm confused right now. I'm weak right now. I don't even have the words to say. I don't have the prayer to pray. I've cried until I can't cry anymore. Tears spot up every now and then, God, because I don't know. But I know there's a promise upon my life. I know that you have something. I just don't know what that something is. And we get discouraged. We get to a place of confusion. We're listening to what everyone else is saying. And yet we're hearing God talk to us. We're going off of what God did for us yesterday. We're going off of the past. But God has a new thing for us. God has a new plan. He just needs you on board. He don't even need you to do anything. He just wants you to be on board. He wants you to believe that he is able. That's all. Just believe he is able. And when your flesh tries to rise up, that's the time to fast, to kill your flesh. When your thoughts begin to go over the word of God and drown it out, that's the time you get back into the word of God. When your friends begin to speak above what the word of God is saying, that's the time to turn off your phone. We have to have a plan in place so that God's plan can be successful in our life. But so many times we want to include so many people in what God is doing, even a spiritual coverings and spiritual sisters and brothers, because we feel like they'll understand what God is doing. But when God shares it with you, he immediately told Joshua, this is what you tell the people. Now, if God doesn't say tell the people or tell this person, why are we talking? Why are we telling it? We have to say, God, can I tell? Should I tell? Is it all right to tell it? And the Holy Spirit will be to speak to you and say yes or no. Now, the Holy Spirit that we carry down on the inside of us is not the Ark of the Covenant anymore. It's now in us. We don't carry the Ark of the Covenant anymore. We carry all of that inside of us now. So that now the Holy Spirit guides us and he shows us steps. The Holy Spirit will guide us with the steps that Joshua had. The Holy Spirit will direct us and focus on destiny. The Holy Spirit helps us focus on destination and destiny. We have to be focused. He will give us revelations and open our eyes to see that Jordan River is parting for us. When we get to the edge of that water, he's showing us it's going to open. And he shows us the signs and wonders. We shouldn't be afraid once the Holy Spirit opens up our eyes and let us see that God's presence is in this. So as he is guiding us and he's taking us step by step by step, and we don't need a group to approve of our step by step. We just need the Holy Spirit to guide us into that truth, into the steps that we need to take. Order my steps, oh God. So his Holy Spirit orders us in the steps. Now, as we're listening to the Holy Spirit, you have Jesus and you have God on your side, because the Holy Spirit is only going to do what they tell him to do. Jesus, our mediator. So as Jesus is telling the Holy Spirit, this is what I want them to do. This is how I want them to do it. When you reject the directions of the Holy Spirit, you're actually missing the points that Jesus has for you. You're missing the whole thing, because now you're trying to compromise with the Holy Spirit. Now you're trying to tell the Holy Spirit what you think is better. So you have to understand and focus that when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, whether it be through dreams, prophecy, the word of God, the revelation, whatever, these words and directions are actually coming from Jesus. So as we commit ourselves to the Holy Spirit, that's how we commit ourselves to Jesus for those directions, because the Holy Spirit is only going to repeat what Jesus is telling him. He's not of his own. He doesn't give you his own agenda. He gives you what Jesus is saying to make us successful, to make us have the signs and wonders, to let us reach our destiny and our purpose. So he gives you the mysteries of the kingdom. And we have to understand that when we're crossing the Jordan and we're looking at this thing flowing strong and fast, and it swells up, because in that time and in that season, it was a very full time for the Jordan. So you're looking at this thing flowing and flowing, and you're wondering in your mind, how is this even possible, Joshua, what you're telling me? Holy Spirit, what you're telling me? And then that's when Jesus speaks to the Holy Spirit and he says, give them a revelation of what I'm saying, which means give them the mysteries of the kingdom of God, why and what I'm saying to them right now that looks impossible, that feels impossible, that seems impossible. Holy Spirit, give them a revelation right now. So Jesus downloads it to the Holy Spirit and says, this is the information you're going to give to them. He gives it to us. Now it's up to us to accept it or reject it. If you are constantly in the Word of God and you're constantly praying, then you know that you need to focus on what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. So he gives us that revelation. Then he gives us the signs and wonders after we grab hold and we hold tight to it through our own faith and through our own belief that whatever the Holy Spirit is saying to us, we know it to be true because it's coming from Jesus. And Jesus wants us to commit to it in order to get us through it. If we don't commit to it, how are we going to get through it? If we don't pay attention to what he's telling us, how are we going to cross over to that promise, to that land that is flowing with milk and honey? So we don't know how he's going to do it. We don't know why, what, when, or where. All we know is we're following the Holy Spirit, who is following Jesus. And that's a tag team right there. And we want to be a part of the tag team. 16, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at the town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan, which, while the waters flowing down the sea of the Arabah, which is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So the oppositions that we are facing, and we're looking at them like we're crossing over the Jordan, and our heart is pounding, and we're looking at the reality of what's before us, and we're wondering how. And the Holy Spirit is saying, this is what I need you to do. When your feet touch the edge of that water, this is the things you're going to do. And these are the words you're going to speak. And I'm going to do the miracles and revelations and wonders for you. At that point, if we've been praying and fasting and killing this flesh and making sure we're in the Word of God, making sure we're spending time in prayer. When we walk up to that water, to the edge of it, to the edge of our problems, when we walk up to that sickness and disease, when we walk up to anything that's going on in our life, it is at that strategic point that we got to see what the Holy Spirit is seeing. That we have to know that beyond anything that is fleshly, what the Holy Spirit has said to me is true. I don't care if you got to close your eyes, cry, and say, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. I don't know what you got to do to make yourself believe at that strategic point where you can make it or break it. But those are the things that you need to do in order for God to begin to move in your life, in order for that Jordan to part and pile up on the sides. It's got to be about Jesus at this point. It's got to be about the Holy Spirit dispatching the miracles and the signs and wonders, dispatching the revelations of the kingdom of heaven to our situation. Because once the kingdom of heaven is revealed and the plans are revealed from the kingdom and we grab hold to it, it's going to happen. If we continue to pray and to fast, it's a guarantee. But we can't skip the process. We can't skip the Holy Spirit. We need the revelations of the kingdom, revelations of the kingdom of God. That's when we believe, when we see the kingdom of God. Thy will be done on earth as it already is in the kingdom. It's already done in the kingdom. If he told you to go to the Jordan and stand there and it's going to part and it's done in the kingdom already, then wait for a minute because the Holy Spirit is about to manifest it here on earth. But we have to stay connected. We have to pray. We have to get guidance. And we have to know that what has been spoken to us will come to pass. We can't look at it like it's something foreign. We can't look at it like it's something impossible. So we have to say to ourselves, whatever I'm facing, once the Holy Spirit orders my steps, ordering your steps means he's going to tell you when to pray. He's going to tell you what to pray. He's going to tell you how to pray. That's ordering your steps. Now, you have to take those steps and do them as he say. It could be while you're laying down, get up and pray. It could be while you're about to go and eat, stop, let's fast. Because the flesh has to die in order for you to see the mysteries of the kingdom. Because your spirit man is ready for the mysteries of the kingdom, but your flesh is saying it's impossible. That's not going to happen. Ask God for another way. Ask him to show you something else. And what he's showing you is fact. What he's showing you shall come to pass when we connect to the kingdom. The kingdom is in us already. We're not looking for the kingdom. We don't have to close our eyes for the kingdom. The kingdom is already in us. When Jesus died and rose on that cross, the covenant that they carried is now in us. So we don't have to carry that anymore. It's in us. We're carrying it in us. So you want to know the revelations and the mysteries of the kingdom, begin to connect to the Holy Spirit. Spend time speaking in your heavenly language. Spend time reading the Word of God, and you will see the Jordan part. And you will believe it without doubting. Why? Because you're connected to the kingdom of God. Because you've already seen it done in the kingdom. All you got to do is believe it here on earth. And it's guaranteed to come to pass. It's guaranteed to happen. And that's why it happened in their time, because Joshua did not doubt what God said to him. He did not doubt the promises of what God was saying for him to lead the people. And we're ready to lead the people, but we want to lead them according to what we've already seen others do, according to what we've already known about what somebody else has preached. But God is saying, when you connect to the Holy Spirit, he will guide your steps, direct you, give you revelation and the signs and the wonders according to your faith, according to what he has told you, not what anybody else has done, not what anybody else has thought about, not anything, because he's going to do it above what you could ask or think for him. So facing your Jordan, and you begin to close your eyes, and you begin to ask for revelation that the kingdom of God will open your spiritual eyes to see what the kingdom is saying about your situation, about your sickness, about your finances, about your marriage. When you see what the kingdom is saying about you, then you will know that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. But we connect it to books, we connect it to conversations, counseling, and all of that is well and good. But God, in this day and time that we're living in, where days are shorter, He wants us to connect to the kingdom that is already in us. We are already a part of the kingdom because we accepted Jesus. It's already real in us because we accepted the blood. All we have to do now is allow the Holy Spirit to come in. He's already in us, but we need to build a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We need to have conversations with the Holy Spirit like we do our besties. We need to have conversations with the Holy Spirit to open our eyes. Guide my feet today, Holy Spirit. Order my steps today, Holy Spirit. As Jesus speaks to you, Holy Spirit, you're going to speak to me, and I'm going to speak to me. So we all are going to be on the same page every single day with the Holy Spirit, because that's where we get the revelation for our situation. That's how our situations are guaranteed to part waters, and we can walk across on dry land when we connect with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. 17, and it says, the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. Now, all of our goals is to get to dry ground. Our goal in life is to find the promised land that God has for us. Our focus, our destination, mentally, emotionally for us, is to find out who, what, when, where, and why for destiny, for purpose, for health, for everything. But He's letting us know right here, in order for you to get on dry ground, the Ark of the Covenant has to be first. The priest had to be first. They held it while others passed by. Now, either you're going to be holding the Ark of the Covenant or you're going to be the passerby. Which one are you? Which one are you looking to do? You're looking for the priesthood in you already that can tell you exactly what you need to do, or you're going to catch a ride on somebody else's destiny and somebody else's purpose in life because they had more faith, they had more communication, they had more word in them to get to their destiny, but you didn't have it in you to get to yours, so you're hitching a ride on somebody else, or you're going to be the one standing there with the Ark of the Covenant on dry ground that everybody else, you're going to open up that field for everybody else to get where they need to get.